Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla zine kuMfumfu 2024 muCape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele.
Amapholisa athi adinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika $4 million kobulawayo.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuyelestende asakhulumezefeni. So asikhulume ukuthi what exactly we're going to do.
Umoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko unikwa isicoco seqhawe leZimbabwe. Umdeni wakhe usithi wacela ukuthi abekwe lokobulawayo. Abalandeli beHighlanders Football Club bathi abasuze bebukele imidlalo elandelayo khonapha kobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa athi kakabophi abantu abayisithupha abatshontshe izigidi ezinye zamadola emelika $4 million yebhanga le-Ecobank obulawayo izolo. Kubika uNgcwele Dube.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa uCommissioner Paul Nyathi uthi basahlolisisa udaba lolu.
We are still conducting investigations. When we have the information which is relevant to give to the media and the public, we certainly do so.
Ibhanga le-Ecobank livuke livaliwe namuhla kulotshwe phandle kwalo ukuthi behlelwe ingozi kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwabazemthetho abathwala imali abe-Safeguard Security. Inkampani le ibikhangelelwe ukuba izathwalela imali le eHarare. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli sibafonele kubomakhalekhukhwini balile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Abantu abayisithupha laba bahluthune imali le ebilindwe ngabahlomileyo emoteni yeSafeguard Security phambili kwebhanga leli. Abantu laba babaleke ngemota yohlobo lweFort Ranger bethwele imibhobho ama-AK-47 lama-revolvers. Inkamba yamapholisa iseduze lendawo le. Omunye wababone lokhu kusenzakala unkosazana Sindisiwe Chuma.
Ngisesengifika emgodweni lapha ngithi ngiyathi ngibona abantu begijima. Engikhangele efonini ngithe ngiyathi ngibone abantu sebechapha umgwaqo, abanye akusela muntu kupassage yonaleyana. Ngisemgodweni sengithi ngiyakhangela ngibone abantu sebethwele izimbhobho. Ngahle ngagijima ngangena kubuilding ebiseduzane khonapho.
Umnumzana Engleston Spanda, umqondisi we-Green Africa Technologies, ubambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakaleko obulawayo.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele. Egcekeni imali iphonguzompolwa kuphela. So nxa amapholisa ecabangela ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, wonke umuntu lathi sikubona njalo ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, kodwa hayi, amapholisa eZimbabwe nxa sebefuna ukukubamba, sithemba bazababamba masinyane.
Ukuhluthunwa kwemali le kwedlula lokho kwenzakala phezu kwebholoho leGwebe River ngomnyaka ka-2021, lapho amasela athathela abezomthetho izigidi phose ezintathu zamadola emelika. Kwabotshwa abantu ababesebenza kubhanga elathathelwa imali, abagwetshwa ukuba bavalelwe ejele okweminyaka emibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, nginguNgcwele Dube.
Umdeni kaMoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko ekubiyo leZebra njalo wakwaba umphathintambo kahulumende uthi wacela ukuba ingcwatshwe eLady Stanley Cemetery athi iNational Heroes Acre eHarare. Loba kunjalo ibandla lezanupiyo selimnike isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Unqole Dube usipha njalo lolo daba.
Umnumzana Vusimuzi Dube uthi uyise wabatshela ukuba ufisa ukungcwatshwa labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abagoqela owayekhokhela iviyo lezipra uLookout Masuku labanye.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuye late stand asikakhulumi ezempilo. So asikakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do. Asikahlangani njengemuntu.
Unkosikazi Opa Mochinguri Kashiri utshele ababuthene emzini kamoyi ukuba usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe.
His Excellency the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade Dr. E.D. Mnangagwa, has conferred a national hero status to the late Comrade Colonel retired Chinga Judge Dube.
Lokhu bekufiswa ngunkosikazi Moli Ndlovu. Olilunga lezanu-PF Politburo, ibandla lezanu-PF lingakethuli umbiko ukuthi usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Bayakhala labalandeli beqembu lenguqu le-Highlanders ngokubhubha kukaDube. Okudale le-Highlanders Board, umnumzana Elkana Dube, uthi balahlekelwe ngumuntu obeyindoda emadodeni.
Sisebenzelayo okwesikhathi eside uChinga. Elaye elilunga leqembu njalo futhi encedisa lapha lalaphayana esebenzisa izimali zakhe esebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ethuthukisa umsebenzi weqembu ubexhasa iqembu ecebisa lapha lalaphayana ikakhulu nxa iclub ibhoda idinga isponsorship ube singenisa amahofisi lapha lalaphana esincedisa kakhulu.
UDube owake waba ngumqondisi weZimbabwe Defence Industries njalo wamela emakhokhoba edale lePhalamende ubhubhele eMatadei Hospital lapho ahlinzwe khona inhliziyo kulandela ukugula kwakhe kwamaviki ambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingungqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena nge-link efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Uhulumende unanze ilanga lababalisi ele World Teachers Day namhla eGogwe lapho ncome amatitshala ngomsebenzi abawenzayo lanxa bebhekane lengxaki eziningi. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo njalo umphathintambo obona ngenhlelo zemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende uyakulungisa lokhu. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngokubhekane lababalisi, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqokhele umnumzana Mandla Nkosi Sisuwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo ongumlobi oyimbongi ofundisa isikolo seJotsholo Secondary School.
Njengoba kuyi-Teachers Day umhlaba wonke, thina njengababalisi siyathaba ngoba silanga okumele sihlale phansi sikhangele ama-achievements ethu, sikhangele mhlawumbe lama-weaknesses ethu, ama-strengths, njalo sikhangele ukusipha ngamafithane ababalisi nabantu abaqakathekileyo. Kakhulu ukuthi eBhayibhelini uJesu ngokwakhe kwakuthiwa ngurabhi, umbalisi omkhulu. So nxa sihlala ngelanga elinjengaleli usinika umbono omuhle, siyalakha ukuthi sifundise abantu abethu. But however kulama-challenges amaningi, njengoba ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe umbalisi umuntu okhangelelwa phansi ngendlela yokuthi imbadalo yethu incane. Kade sakhala sokuthi sikhala ama economic challenges as Africa. Where abavalisi abakhubazekileyo abafuna ukuthenga ama assistive devices, abafuna izinto zokusebenzisa nxa befundisa, bayadingela ngemali yabo ama-talking laptops, ama-software bayadila. So kungavele kuhluphe khonatshana kuba nzima.
Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngoba sizwile umphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube esithi ababalisi bazangezelelwa iholo. Ubona ingani kungaletha umahluko?
Ukuthokoza kuyabe kukhona nxa uthengiswa, kodwa isimanga esikhulu sesathengiswa kaningi. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ababalidi nathi ngamafitshane bamile bakhangele ukuthi lathi lezo zithengiso zizagcwaliseka njani, njengoba siyabona ukuthi iviki leyi phela ilokhu iphethe isilwa. Njalo uprofesa kasacacanga ukuthi uzafaka nini lokhu akufaka, njalo uzafaka ngasithi isilinganiso. Yinto uvalo olukhona ebabalidini asebesehluleka ukufundisa abantwabalo, asebesehluleka ukuhambisa umgabo kumbe imuli zabo ezibhedlela.
Uke wakhuluma ngokuthi ababalisi abakhubazekileyo babhekana lengxaki eziningi. Yiyo, ungachasisa kabanzi ukuthi kuyini lokho, njalo selake lakhweza yini lolu daba kuhulumende, kukanti lithola sizobani?
Uhulumende ngamafitshane ngamthela ihlombe ngalokhu ukuthi siwafunika u-8 kuqala imbali yethu. U-8 wawuhamba la ebhenki liyehluphela ngakhonokho kukhona babengekho ku-payroll. So bathekise ngani kungconywana lanxa kulezikhalazo ezithize. Izikhalazo zethu ezithize ukuthi akusenzwa ama-policies amaningi. I-braille language ayi-observer kwesikhathi ama-software wela abhaliweyo ukuthi siwafake emthimeni ethu esiyidingela kanye ekhulumayo sikuthola late. So ngezindlela umbalisi okhubazekile uphakathi kwenkinga. Ukanti izikole ezifundisa kizo ezinye zi-unfriendly ngoba zafica ukuthi azinama-ramps, i-environment yangkhona iyabe ingavuli ama-toilet laphana. Hhayi, ilanga liyaze lithone sikubalisa, kodwa sesakuhambisa kwi-humende sehlanganiso zempilo esihambisa khona kuhle ngoba sikabosenetha sibakhiphayo ukuthi basehlole noma ushili laphana bayenza sibe msebenzi wabo omkhulu ukuthi bamkhuthaze uhulumende, kodwa-ke
lo ngumnumzana Amandla Nkosi Suwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo njalo ngumlobi eyimbongi, ubexoxa cingweni losithandekile Mdlanga weStudio 7 esejojolo. Siyasikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Israel lihlasela ngamandla kwe-Lebanon lapho lithi lizama ukudundubeza ibutho le-Hezbollah eliphosela amabhomba kulelo lizwe. Ele Israel selamasoja kwe-Lebanon kanye le-Gaza eselilomnyaka lilwisana khona le-Hamas. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso wokhetho lwe-Melika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Abancintisana kukhetho lolu owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump lomsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris bethekelela izabelo ezijiyeneyo bedinga usekelo. Le yiStudio 7 yesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa sezithule isixwayiso zesithi sekungaqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa loba nini lubangelwa izindlela ezisetshenziswa nguhulumende umanyano ukuzingela lokubopha abangela amaphepha kwele South Africa. Uthuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba esi-Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo omphakathi lezi zithi indlela uhulumende ozingela ngayo abokuza abangela amaphepha isivuse ukutshotshozela okukhulu enhlelweni zokuxhumana ku-inthanethi okuyinto engabangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela lwe-xenophobia. Ebulenjini be-inthanethi kugcwela abokuza laba bebaleka, abanye becatshe ephahleni, abanye beqhunqa izililo, bephoselwa emoteni zamapholisa sebefakwe izankosi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosazana Cleopatra Buthelezi uthi kungani kulohlelo olufihliweyo lokwenqabela bokuza ukuphuma phandle.
Abasakwazi ukuphila freely, abasakwazi ukuhamba freely, akwenzeki lutho nje freely. Bavalelekile, abanye abakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, abanye abakwazi mabengaya emsebenzini, bayaxoshwa emafletini, abanye bahleli phandle on the street with abantwana.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumqondisi enhlanganisweni ye-Women in Diaspora Association, unkosazana Vuyani Hlazo, uthi izenzo zikahulumende lezi seziphehle inzondo engadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ungathi into yakhona isile nzondo yagcina yenza kungabi ukuthi kuqondiswa abantu ukuthi babe namaphepha, but inkinga esinayo ukuthi imajority abayiba ama-voters ala ekhaya basizonde obazonde ama-foreign nationals.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe, umnumzana Inches asithi.
I-Department ye-Immigration kumele ibe ne-improvisions zokuthi noma umuntu angaphakathi kweleli lizwe ahambe ku-Home Affairs ayo-extenda amalanga ayenze noma yini ukuthi sibe nabantu warejistiwe singaphakathi kweleli.
Unkosikazi Sharon Ekambarami oyenhlanganiso ye-Lawyers for Human Rights, amagqwetha ezamalungelo abuye njalo asebenze le-Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia elwisa umkhuba we-xenophobia, uthi inhlelo zikahulumende lezi sezenze kwabonakala sengathi bonke abantu bokuza izigange. Olwela amalungelo wakwele South Africa, umnumzana Siphiwe Mbatha, uthi usizi ukuthi sekusenziwa sengathi abokuza akulanto enhle abayenzayo.
For example, uma ubheka kumalokishi wethu kunamashopu abantu baseSomalia, Ethiopia, abaphuma ngaphandle kwe-South Africa. For example, angisagibeli ukuya edrobheni, angisagibeli, angisayi mall la ngothenga khona kungqoba nkulu ko-Pick n Pay, ko-Shoprite. Sengithenga kubo la ngamanana phansi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ndangaphathi kwenyanga ngingenamali ngikolodise, but angikwazi ukuya ku-Pick n Pay or e-Checkers or e-Shoprite ngiyokolodise.
Kodwa-ke umsekeli kampani Ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya, umnumzana Njabulo Nzuza, utshele iphalamende ukuthi abanqwanelanga abantu bokuza kodwa balwisa ukwephulwa komthetho wokungena elizweni.
The only issue that we have to deal with,
asihlosanga ukuvimba ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngoba vele abantu bazahlala bengena bephuma. Esikwenzayo ukwenqabela ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kodwa inhlanganiso zamalungelo luntu zithi uhlupho lolu luzaqedwa kuphela ikupha abokuza laba amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngiyothuso Khumalo.
The Voice of America.
Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Abantu abayizigidi ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu, 25 million, babhekana lendlala esabekayo kwele Sudan. Abedlula izigidi ezilijumi 11 million sebebalekile emizini yabo. Omele elemelika kunhlanganiso yamazwe wonke e-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uthi lolu luhlupho olukhulu olwedlula okwenzakala kwezinye indawo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi udube lolu lubangelwe yimpi engelangqondo eziyenze ukuba abantu beswele ukudla, amanzi, imithi lokunye. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali njalo umhlaba wonke jikelele uncede abaswela ukudla. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi eZamzam Camp eDafua ngohlola njalo nyaka bekusifa umntwana oyedwa kumahola amabili ngenxa yendlala. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uthi isimo sesisibi kakhulu ngoba kulabantwana abalambayo, abahluphekayo njalo labahlala bejojobele. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali esigabeni se-El Fasher, eGatun lezinye indawo lapho okulabantu abaningi asebebalekele impi yomvukela. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi ibutho lakwele Sudan kanye labahlamukela uhulumende abe-Rapid Support Forces yibo abenza konke lokhu. Uthi kumele kususwe yonke imigoqo yokuvinjwa kokudla okumele kufinyelele uZulu, ikakhulu esigabeni se-Andre. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi kumele inhlanganiso ezisiza uZulu zincede abantu abahluphekayo elizweni leli ngokuphangisa. Uthi elemelika lizanika eleSudan izigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane, $424 million, yokunceda abahluphekayo elizweni leli lamanye aseduzane lalo. Uphinde wathi inhlangothi zeMelika ezimbili sezincede iziphepheli zawele Sudan ngezigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane amadola eMelika, US $223 million. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi Bonke abantu abakhathazwa ludubo lolu kumele bencede abantu bakwele Sudan njalo kube lenkulumo zokubeka phansi izikhali. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo isiphathamandla seqembu lomdlalo wenguqu eLeylanders Football Club uSihlangu Dlodlo uthi balusekela uhlelo oluqoqwa ngabalandeli olokukhalala ukubukela umdlalo oza kuba khona enkundleni yeBaberfield Stadium ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Udlodlo uthi kuza kuba yinyama yembongolo khetha omthandayo ngesonto lapho abanye abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaqoqe ukuba baye kuthana endaweni yokuzithokozisa yeHighlanders Clubhouse kulokuba babukele umdlalo oza kuba phakathi kwaleli qembu leZPC Caripa.
In marketing, the basic principle is that products compete.
Ungananzela kumarketing okusemqoka kuba lokho okuthengisayo kuyabangisana kuhahabela labo abathengayo. So kubalandeli beqembu abaqoqa umcimbi wabo ngesikhathi sinye kulomcimbi oqoqwa yiPSL nanjengeHighlanders zisekelayo mibili limcimbi.
Inkuthazo yokuba abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bekhalele ukuya enkundleni iqale ngemva kokuba iqembu leli kuthiwe kumele lihlawule inkulungwane eziyisithupha zamadola eMelika 6,000 ngemva kokuba umdlalo walo wenkezo Chibuku lele Simbabora ungasafikanga emaphethelweni kunyanga edluleyo. Umlandeli weBhoso uBeatrice Mpofu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngoba bekhathele ukucindezelwa okwenziwa iqembu labo abalithandayo.
Asingayini eground eBF Sunday. We are tired ngokuqibelezelwa ngamarefu lapha eZimbabwe kula team esupportwa njengeHighlanders.
Omunye njalo umlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Sweswe laye uthi ukubona kungcono ukuba batshengisele ukukhonana kwabo ngokubuthana eClubhouse.
Abantu asandene eClubhouse sinikeni iteam imali kwani sifayinda.
Umsekeli weqembu leDynamos uBernard Chimutsotso uthi laye uvumelana lenyathelo leli lifuna ukuthathwa ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders.
Hayi vele lokhu right because lapha abalungiseli bona bodwa beHighlanders banozilesela lati thina beDynamos. For example, uyibonile imeshi eHighlanders versus Dynamos. Our player wachangi eyopho kurefu akhipha ngiveni ikhadi.
Umkhankaso lo ukuba abalandeli bekhala le ukuya enkundleni ngesonto usulumathe wasabalala waze wafika la kwamanye amazwe. Njalo umgcini sihlalo wabakhokheli beqembu leHighlanders eBotswana uSifas Chuma uthi labo bawusekela.
Siyenze i-arrangement yokuthi imali sifake ku-orange money kulezi namba esizazithumela. Kodwa besinxusa futhi wonke abalandeli beqembu ukubana baye kuzona lezo ndawo eFrancis Town lakhona lapha eGaborone lapha ama-contributions azathathelwa khona bese siwaqoqa siwahambise eClubhouse.
UPressure Sibanda laye ungumlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uthi ume waxamalaza nxa ehluza lolu daba lokukhalala kwabalandeli beBhoso ukuya enkundleni.
Of course iPSL maybe it will be affected ngepercentage abazayithola because of the number of people abazangena eBF, but at the same time I think imali yona le ezakhitshwa ngabantu eClubhouse will at the end of the day taken to pay the bills ABF.
Abaningi abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaloba ebulenjini beveza ukusekela kwabo ukuba kungayiwa enkundleni. Izahluko zabalandeli ezisendaweni ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela iSouth Africa chapter lazo sezikhuphe imbiko zisitsho ukuba zivumelana nalawo umkhankaso. Kuvamile ukuba nxa iqembu leBhoso lidlala abantu besuke kude lakhatshana bezolibukela leli qembu, kodwa kulimpela viki iningi labo lithi lizathumela imali kuphela. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo Joseph Njanji.
Sonke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 esithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani sihlobo. Ya, hayi singathina singabantu nje singakhali nge-government yaseSouth Africa. I-government yaseSouth Africa isebenza ngamalungelo abantu omphakathi, kungakho nje libona ngathi bayakhetha banobandlululo ebantwini bakithi. So thina ingxaki esinayo ukuthi yena laba abakithi laba i-ambassador yakithi nabomthuli ncube ne-government yabo ibona abasiphilisa kanzima. Awuke kuze uthathe i-passport ulifake kuma 5,000 something, apha i-permit ifuna 4,000 which means almost 10,000. Labona ukuthi ibona abasibulalayo. Thina kumele ukuthi sitshele i-ambassador nabomthuli ncube lobahlise lezi zinto zabo lezi zokudukisa ama-passport. Ngoba kulokuswisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, abanye abantu abasebenzi abanye bakhola u-2.5 ngenyanga, kodwa kumele ukuthi abekele inama imali ye-passport uzoyiqeda nini.
Salibona VOA. Nabulisa obulisayo umethusele uBanda
la Freedom Park ngokuhlala eGoli kuthiwa izimo zasekhaya ekhaya ukithi lenyama endlovu lengidabuka khona. Ya siyazizwa iindaba zakugagwayo kunzima lokho. Siyazizwa siyazibona sizirevele kukubi namanje kusasekubi. Kusasekubi ubhizi uthengelana lezi nduna izimota ngithi urobha zona induna lezi ukuthi zirobha abazali bethu ekhaya nathi sinje siyavota wethuselwa emavotini la. Siyayithuselwa emavotini lapha into ezenzakala ekhaya lezi nduna nazo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Ithi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculo kamaskandi osacathulayo umadibhini ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elesihloko esithi abathakathi. Lumculi udabuka emadojeni esigabeni sepumogwe kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nangwe xoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiyabingelela ngenkulu injabulo emsakazweni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuhlangana nani ngalesi sikhathi balaleli nabathandekayo. Umfana wasafikayo endimeni zomculo ocula uMaskandi. Uzibiza ngokuthi nguMadibhini, uMadibhini Music Productions. KuFacebook nguMaclean Mpofu, uMaclean Skizora Mpofu.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangathanda ukuxhumana nathi bangasithola kunamba ezithi 0793490953. Kufacebook bangavula bangangena epagini elithi Maclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu. Lapho ke bazothola yonke imininingwana eqondene nabakudingayo. Then abadinga umculo ukuthi bangathola kanjani, bangawudownloada enkundleni zonke ezithengisa online, kuSpotify, on YouTube, even nakhona futhi bangazidownloada. Abafuna ama-CD nama-USB ayatholakala njalo endaweni ezifana naseSoweto, naseJohannesburg, kuPree Street. Bakontakta yona le inamba futhi usho nje ukuthi indawo ukuphi, bayathola i-delivery.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli ngibatshiyela umlayezo othi sesekuningi lukhulu oluzayo, mthwakazi omuhle lukhulu oluzayo, ngithembisa injabulo engasoze ukuphela masinya, ngithembisa uthando olukhulu, ngithembisa ukudla kwendlebe okunohlonzi, ukudla kwendlebe okwakhayo ezimbulini eziningi okududuzayo emoyeni edabukile. Jabulela kakhulu ukuhlangana nani, ngingajabulela kakhulu uthando lwenu, isupport yenu bobhuti nabosisi bobaba nabomama bomkhulu nogogo, ngingajabula kakhulu. Ngiyabonga.
Obangilele usungabathatha maleni sebenza, obangilele usungabathatha maleni sebenza.
Ageniye kumolo ayiye kumolo, ageniye kumolo. Thank you.
Hayi namhlanje ke isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoye, ngakho ke siyathemba ukuthi izawa lempela viki elijukela. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kobulawayo kwenzeka inkemenkeme enkulu amapolisa lokhu edinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika 4 million US dollars. Ake kwehlule kwalamhlanje ukuthi siqhubeke silani olivalisa ngenjabulo umthombo sithemba uKirst Dube lilale
uhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.